Welcome to the podcast service of the Massachusetts Climate Action Network. Visit us online at massclimateaction.net or friend us on Facebook.
Hi, and welcome to the Climate Minute, your source for insight and perspective on global warming news. My name is Ted McIntyre, and this show is for the week of September 13th, 2015. Today we're joined by our frequent guest and the prolific commentator, Mr. D.R. Tucker. How are you doing, D.R.?
Good. How are you doing?
Very well. So, D.R., Massachusetts is, well, I'm as a Massachusetts resident, I am quite proud of Massachusetts's role in developing a green and clean energy economy. We're one of the leaders in the country. I've heard recently that there is yet another effort to further strengthen Massachusetts leadership here. Can you tell me what's going on?
Yes, it's a new coalition called Massachusetts Power Forward, which is basically an all-star team, if you will, of environmental and climate hawk and environmental justice groups across Massachusetts, including MCAN, basically pushing to make sure that the Commonwealth of Massachusetts becomes the champions, if you will, of clean energy in the country.
And reaps all the economic benefits of being the leader, right?
And reaps all the benefits as well, so that we score the win, if you will, in terms of making sure that our state, that the Commonwealth is the healthiest and the most economically and ecologically efficient state in this country.
So this group is called, you said, Massachusetts Power Forward, right?
That's correct.
What's happened lately?
And what's happened is that last week they had a series of press conferences, simultaneous press conferences, basically laying out the vision that they have for what should be done to advance to advance clean energy and carbon reduction in the Commonwealth. According to their website, the effort supports an energy policy that advances Massachusetts towards a safer and healthier economy, powered by local clean renewable sources, maximizing energy efficiency, responsibly sited solar, wind, and offshore and energy storage to keep us on track to reduce carbon pollution by no less than 80% by 2050, and also modernizing the energy grid and assisting workers and communities with retiring power plants to participate in the benefits of the green energy and the clean energy transition, and reducing our dependence on dirty energy and freeing our power grid from imported fuels, volatile markets, and dangerous power generation facilities. In other words, this is about moving fully towards clean energy and avoiding the false promise of things like fracked gas, and basically once and for all saying that, you know, we can indeed embrace the full economic and ecological potential of a clean energy future, that there's no reason to wait anymore. We have all the technological advances. We have everything we need to get fully off fossil fuels. So let's stop
fooling around,
futzing around.
So tell me, so it's a noble goal, right? Mm-hmm. To get off fossil fuel and enhance the clean energy economy. What is this coalition trying? What specifics are they working on? What are we going to point at and say, this is what we did?
Well, the specific thing that's being focused on right now is a hearing that's scheduled to take place on September the 29th in the State House. I believe it's the Telecommunications Utilities and Energy Committee. They're going to be discussing a series of energy bills, the most prominent of which is two bills, one filed by Governor Baker and one filed by, I believe, State Senator Ben Downing, to basically expand the potential of solar and to sort of, you know, ease up on this sort of net metering nonsense that artificially suppresses solar in this state. We've discussed previously some of the controversy, particularly involving the Baker bill, but basically the goal here is to make sure that we have as much solar development as possible. And there are other bills being discussed that will also sort of nurture offshore wind and continue our needed transition off of fossil fuels. So the big focus is the September 29th hearing.
And so I've got, I mean, I happen to have this, some of the specific names of the bills in front of me, but as you said, one of the bills that will be discussed and that this coalition is trying to influence the final language on is Governor Baker's Act S-1965. And this is a bill to basically to try and comply with what's called the Global Warming Solutions Act. And for longtime listeners, will have heard those words before. New people may not. The Global Warming Solutions Act is a Massachusetts law that requires the state to utilize an increasing amount of renewable energy by specific dates. I mean, there's real numbers associated with this. And the governor, to his credit, is trying to satisfy that law. And one of the ways to do that, to bring in clean energy, is to import hydropower from a place called Hydro-Québec, which is up in Canada, probably, I don't know, 600, 700 miles from us here in eastern Massachusetts. And of course, that's green energy in the sense that it's hydropower. It's not so green in other ways. Such a bill will require bringing building power lines over mountains, right, that come down through New Hampshire and Vermont, which not everyone's crazy about. But still in all, it is a concrete effort to increase the usage of clean power here in Massachusetts. Now, the downside, I'm sure, DR, you can tell me what the downside is. The downside is that if we import a lot of quote unquote clean energy, it's clean, let's call it clean energy from Canada, we do not incubate and nurture and develop that industry here in the state. Right? There's
Exactly,
less
exactly.
pressure for local solar panels and local wind turbines because all this stuff's coming over the hill from Canada, right?
You can't call it energy independence if it's coming from Canada, basically,
Right.
of having some energy produced right here in Massachusetts.
So, I mean, this is, but still in all, what the good thing is that this is an honest to God bill in front of the legislature that can be debated. You can point out specific flaws and specific virtues of a bill, and that's one of the topics that will be handled in this September 29th hearing, right? And so the other
Absolutely.
one, tell you said it was Senator Downing's bill. So this is States 1757. And this is again one that refers to solar power, right? So
Yes.
to remind me, what's the question about net metering and solar panels here in Massachusetts? What's the crux of the issue?
But basically, the crux of the issue is that this sort of this net metering policy is the way to basically artificially, reduce the artificially suppress the potential of solar
Oh,
power
yeah.
in
When you
your
say net
state.
metering policy, the net metering policy is a way to increase the amount of solar panels by allowing people to co essentially collect money for the net direction of the electricity meter on their house. And what
That's
you're
correct.
saying is that by keeping or reducing the amount of money, the cap on that program, that's what will hurt the solar panel industry,
Exactly, which
right?
is why that cap needs to be raised, which is the point of the Downing legislation, that I would say it needs to be raised as much as possible because, there is no reason for us not to be the solar capital of the country.
Right, and as we have said in the show before, the solar industry is going crazy in Massachusetts. There's lots of work on both residences and businesses, commercial things. You drive up the Mass Pike, there's solar panels on either side of the Mass Pike for as far as the eye can see. There was even an article in the Globe last week about it. But many of those projects depend for the financial viability on this concept of net metering, that you have to be able to get that essentially a subsidy that helps the industry. Right? To take that
Exactly.
away can only hurt the industry.
Exactly.
So there's this coalition. They're hard at work trying to improve Massachusetts' clean energy economy. It's Mass Power Forward, right? Dot com. We'll put
mapoweredforward.com.
mapowerforward.com. You can go there to read up on it. It's all good stuff. It's focused on the right things, and we're happy to talk about it right here.
Definitely,
All right,
definitely.
all right. So, DR, I think we should leave it there. Let me say, tell our friends that we'll put up links to some of the things we talked about on the blog. And of course, that blog is a new one. It's no longer a WordPress blog. It is currently at www.massclimateaction.net/blog, where you can get to us, listen to the show there. You can find the show and a link to that blog on the Facebook page at /massclimateaction. Please share us with your friends so that they can listen to us. You can listen to us on your smartphone using Stitcher or TuneIn Radio, or you can go to iTunes and collect our show from there. Please subscribe. So let me close the way we always close, by saying that because we recognize the necessity of personal accountability for our actions, because we accept responsibility for building a durable future, and because we believe it is our patriotic duty as citizens to speak out, we must insist that the United States put a price on carbon. Thank you very much for being here, DR.
Thanks.
And thanks to everyone for listening. We'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for being with us. And until next time, be green.
Very cool.